In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The basis for our thoughts this morning are taken from the text of Isaiah. A few years ago, I decided to try my hand at gardening, not a big garden, a small garden. And I quickly discovered that should my food supply depend upon my gardening skills, I would probably starve and die. But as is my tendency, I had to think about this. And in the light of some of the writings of Wendell Berry, I began to wonder how much the church is like a garden in terms of using the garden as an analogy. After all, for us Lutherans, the church is a creature of the Word. The church is a creature of the Word, the preaching of the Word, the hearing of the Word that creates faith and then produces the fruits of faith. And the text in Isaiah kind of fits pretty nice with this. After all, Isaiah draws the analogy between the rain and the snow going forth and bringing forth new life upon the earth, and the Word of God going forth and accomplishing the purposes for which God intended it. So I think there are perhaps two things we might be able to take away from this. One is learning something about the confidence of the Word to do what God intends, the expectation of the Word of God to work, and secondly, the expectation of, or the cultivating a sense of expecting a few surprises along the way. First, the expectation of the Word to work. Every spring when winter fades, the days lengthen, the sun comes out and warms up the ground, and the rain comes, we pretty much work with the expectation and the anticipation that new life is going to spring forth from the ground, the trees are going to leaf out, summer is around the corner, and everything is going to be blossoming with life and fruitfulness. After all, April showers bring May flowers, right? Well, the same thing applies especially to the Word. Not only does God give us the promise of the Word, but he has shown himself faithful to that promise. And we see him accomplishing his purposes through the Word every day, indeed, every year, and every generation. Consider his Word of creation. God blessed the earth, put his Word, blessing upon the earth to bring forth vegetation. And every year since the beginning of the creation, that's what the Word has been doing. So whenever you look out at the trees or the plants or baby birds, there is God at work through his Word. And even more importantly, and most especially, he accomplishes his purposes through the Word that became incarnate. His Word that became a human creature, a male human creature, to accomplish God's purposes of rescuing and redeeming us, and with us his entire creation. And by means of his death and resurrection, God's Word accomplished his purposes. By means of that death and resurrection, new life has come forth. This time, eternal life. Eternal life in a new creation. And if that weren't enough, God sent forth his Word of the gospel to proclaim the story and promises of Christ, by which that new life blossoms forth. And by means of that gospel, the story and the promises of Jesus, God has created faith and gathered a new people, made new creatures, brought forth a new community, given new life. So the first thing we need to learn is the Word accomplishes what God intends. We can be confident of that and expect it to happen. But the second thing we might learn, or that I began learning, at least from gardening, is that gardens do not work according to my schedule and my timetable. My goodness, every time I went to the grocery store, I mean, I was able to purchase these tomatoes. They were perfectly round without blemish, and they were there all the time. Garden didn't work that way. Sometimes a good crop came up, sometimes it didn't. Sometimes it came up early, sometimes it came up later. It didn't work according to my timetable. Oh, I could expect the rain and the sun were going to bring something forth, but it always held some surprises for me. And lo and behold, There is a sunflower growing up in the middle of my garden this year. It's like, where did that come from? But it's kind of cool. Well, similarly, with the Word of God working upon us, creating new life in us, gathering us together as God's people. Like a garden, the church is not a machine that you pour gasoline into and turn on and off it's running. Instead, it's more organic than that. And so the sun comes out, the rain comes down, and some plants come up early, like tulips and crocuses. And other plants come up much later, such as bee balm and windflowers that can endure the heat of July and August. And as I mentioned, sometimes you get some surprises along the way. Well, it seems to me the Word of God going forth is a lot like that. Yes, we can expect it and ought to expect it to work as God intended to accomplish his purposes. But at the same time, according to God's own timetable and pleasure, sometimes it bears forth faith immediately, sometimes later. Sometimes it bears different types of fruit in various people. But it does bring forth God's intentions or accomplishes God's intentions. I think it reminds me in large respect of what the Augsburg Confession says. The Holy Spirit works faith when and where he pleases. It's not automatic like a machine, like flipping on a switch, but is God, according to God's pleasure and will. And see, what that implies then is that when it occurs, it's not because we somehow manipulated it to produce these results. It's because it's a sheer gift. You might say it's a surprise. So to say the Spirit works when and where he pleases in those who hear the word is another way of saying when faith occurs, when the church is gathered, it is a gift of God. It is a wonderful surprise. We're servants of the word. We cling to the word in the expectation of it working, always ready to be surprised by the gifted character of the results. But as we hear the word and as we share the word with others, we can do so first in confidence. It will accomplish what God intended to accomplish. And second, knowing that it does not depend upon us. When God accomplishes his purposes and where he accomplishes them, it is as a result of his gift. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.